Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. President Obama jets out of the state this morning after a two-day trip that mixed campaign fundraising with the sales pitch for his jobs plan. Kelly Wilkinson caught up with him when he stopped in Mountain View.
Despite falling approval ratings in the Golden State, Mr. Obama tapped deep-pocketed California donors. He raised millions of dollars at events in Silicon Valley, San Diego, and Los Angeles. Sandwiched in between, the president held a town hall-style event in Mountain View with the business networking site LinkedIn. During his hour-long appearance, Mr. Obama talked up his plan to cut payroll taxes and invest in infrastructure. The president also doled out personal encouragement to people who are out of work.
The problem is not you. The problem is the economy as a whole. You are going to be well-equipped to succeed and compete in this global economy once it's growing again.
Other questions focused on business taxes, public education, and the future of Social Security. Chuck Painter, who asked the president what Americans can do to support jobs creation, said he was heartened by Mr. Obama's appearance.
I'm an independent, but if he can do what his jobs bill says he can do and turn things around, I'll vote for him.
Republicans didn't let the president have the Silicon Valley stage to himself yesterday. Hours after Mr. Obama left, Facebook hosted a trio of Republican congressmen, including House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, for an online town hall on the GOP plan to cut government regulations and the national debt. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has ordered 13 Chino area dairies to fully comply with the Clean Water Act. Inspectors with the Santa Ana Regional Water Quality Control Board found a variety of violations when they went looking for them last winter, including failure to put controls in place to prevent manure and other contaminants from leaching into the water supply, which is not to say manure actually made it into the waterways. Federal regulators want the violations corrected by the end of the year, though they're still evaluating whether to fine the companies. Over the years, U.S. District Judge Oliver Wanger's courtroom in Fresno has hosted pitched battles between farmers, fishermen, and environmentalists. Wanger's retiring this week after ruling on more cases governing California water than any other living judge. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca met with him in his chambers and shares this report with us.
Judge Oliver Wanger's seventh-floor office in Fresno's federal courthouse has a sweeping view. He can look past downtown to farms and foothills and to the Sierra Nevada mountains that capture and store California's precious water. It's here that he's puzzled through cases pitting farmers and other water users against those trying to protect endangered fish. Wanger says it hasn't been easy to live in a city where farming is the lifeblood after some of his rulings upholding protections for the tiny Delta smelt restricted water pumped to farmers. Other decisions have upset environmentalists.
I can say that after 20 years, I don't have many friends, and that's one of the realities of doing this job.
Yet lawyers on all sides praise Judge Wanger's fairness and ethics.
The people who come here with their rights at stake, their property, their liberty, interests most important, how would it be if that person leaves thinking the judge didn't listen, the judge didn't care, the judge seemed to be distracted or disinterested? That just can't be. It's unacceptable.
But when he thinks witnesses are making inconsistent statements, Judge Wanger can be blisteringly candid. Recently, he blasted a federal biologist, calling her testimony false, outrageous, and that of a zealot. Wanger says California's water wars can't be resolved in the courtroom. Judges don't make laws governing the protection of species, and they don't have the technical expertise to decide how much water fish, farms, or cities need, he says. They can only weigh testimony from experts. He spent years developing a rigorous understanding of the science so he can do just that.
You've issued some very complicated decisions in these cases. They're often hundreds of pages long. They have detailed charts and graphs. How hard will it be for someone to take on these cases and develop the expertise?
I've been in the law for 44 years. I've taught law for 24 years, and I learn every day. It is a daunting task, and it's going to take a lot of reading. It's going to take study.
And it looks like no one is likely to be appointed to take the 70-year-old judge's place anytime soon.
The court that you sit on here, the Eastern District of California, it covers a vast territory from the Oregon border all the way down south of Bakersfield. It is overburdened. You have one of the highest caseloads here in the country. And you could have retired years ago at full pay, yet you chose to stay on, and I understand that's partly because you're a notorious workaholic. What finally led you to retire?
The obligations to my family. I have a son who hopefully will enter college next fall.
Wanger explains he spent 20 years working every night, every weekend, and every holiday, managing some 1,200 cases a year.
I took this job for life. I would have stayed for life. But ultimately, the problem of the overburden of this district, it is the busiest district in the United States, and the hours the judges here have to work. When I leave, there will be two judges for approximately 4.8 million people that live in this district with 1,800 individual cases each. There's no district in the United States with that kind of a workload, and it is unfair, and it is simply wrong of Congress to continue to ignore, and they ignore, quite frankly, with vigor.
Even though he won't be wearing a robe anymore, there's no guarantee Wanger's life post-retirement will be any less work. He'll continue to teach at the local law school he helped found, and he'll return to the courtroom as a trial lawyer.
I won't forget the knowledge I've gained or the perspective, but I will forget that I was a judge. I won't use the title. A judge never is entitled to anything more than the opportunity to serve and hopefully to get it right.
Judge Wanger's last day on the bench is Friday. He begins a new job Monday as a partner in a private Fresno law firm. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
To hear more of Coca's interview with Judge Wanger, head to our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, September 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.